It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Tech company Twilio plans to hold its initial public offering this week. The internet-based communication company was founded in 2013. It uses cloud services to power texting and voice over IP or VoIP calling. Messaging is a hot sector in a season of IPOs that feels kind of chilly. The company is hoping to raise about $161 million. Here's Christopher Steiner, entrepreneur in residence at Northwestern's tech accelerator, The Garage.
When you get a text from like Uber or another, let's just say, mobile application that you use, oftentimes that text is traveling through Twilio.
Twilio will be only the second venture-backed tech company to go public in 2016, in part because other companies seem resistant to do so. Example, Uber.
So you keep seeing Uber raising more money at a $65 billion valuation. Uber is probably worried, rightly so, that they may not get that type of valuation from the public markets.
While Uber may feel too big to IPO right now, Twilio could be just right. It's a unicorn, but just a little unicorn, valued at around $1.07 billion. While we are on the topic of messaging, social messaging services come and go, but text messaging is surviving well. Simple SMS text messaging works on any kind of cell phone. It's relatively cheap, and a lot of people, especially young people, like to use it to communicate. That's why Crisis Text Line, a nonprofit providing crisis intervention via text message, has found a lot of success in its mission. Fair warning, its mission deals with topics that can be difficult to hear about. The organization trains volunteers to communicate with people in all kinds of distress, from thoughts of suicide to being stuck in an abusive relationship. It's available 24/7. Generally, the people who use it are young, living in rural areas, and coming from low-income households. Nancy Lublin is founder and CEO. When we sat down together last week, we started by talking about the origin of her organization.
Crisis Text Line sort of grew from the rib of DoSomething.org, which is the largest organization for young people in America, and communicates with all of those members by text. And a lot of people were texting in about personal things that didn't make sense for Do Something. And so we were just triaging it with like, oh, you should go talk to your high school principal, or you should share that with your mom. Mm-hmm. And then we had a text message from a girl who said she was being raped by her father. And it made us, I mean, it was like being punched in the stomach. And we thought, we need to build something. If they're going to share these horrific things, if they trust us, and if they're this desperate, we need to build something for them.
You can text when in crisis, got a 140-character limit, obviously, because of SMS.
It's asynchronous, so it naturally has kind of a pausing effect in there to just breathe and relax. It brings the heat out of a moment quite nicely.
You just announced some funding?
Yeah, we just raised $23.8 million that we're going to use to create this white label.
White label, can you explain that just a little bit?
So a white label means it's a tailored solution for others. Atlanta, for example, if you text ATL to 741-741, that's our number, we have resources that are tailored for people in Atlanta. And we can give the data, not personally identifiable information, but the aggregate data back to Atlanta so they can know what's the worst day of the week for bullying and is crystal meth hitting their streets.
I would imagine your biggest challenge is awareness.
New way. We have
no
demand is far outstripping supply. We need more crisis counselors. We need really people with empathy, people who want to volunteer from home. You apply online. There's a background check, and then it's a 34-hour training online that includes quizzes and role plays. It's a serious commitment. And you will save lives.
This is an interesting month to be working on a service like this.
We have seen an increase in severity in the last few days. We are also seeing, normally we have almost 60% of our texters identify as straight, so only 40% LGBTQ, although that's still very high. Mm-hmm. And this week, since Orlando, that's gone up by about 10%.
Nancy Lublin, founder and CEO of Crisis Text Line. By the way, if you need to use Crisis Text Line, you just have to text the word GO to 741-741. You can also find out more information on volunteering at crisistextline.org. The other day, you heard us visiting Wired Magazine's business conference and speaking to people about how technology is changing all kinds of industries. Well, what about the industry Wired is in? Some would say we're in a bit of a new media slump with big questions about how companies with growing audiences actually monetize. Print media isn't exactly going gangbusters either. Well, just last week, Wired announced it was acquiring a tech blog called Backchannel that is hosted on the new publishing platform Medium. Interestingly, it plans to keep it there instead of folding it into Wired's own digital media properties. Well, I talked to Kim Kelleher, Chief Revenue Officer and Publisher for Wired Media Group, about all this. We started with why her organization was acquiring Backchannel.
We've got Wired, we've got Ars Technica, and now we have Backchannel. And between the three of them, we really feel like we are covering the entire spectrum of the technology and business sector.
You guys are planning on keeping this on Medium, right?
We are.
How come?
You know, I think it's an incredible opportunity to learn about that platform. They've been able to amass a big audience fairly quickly, but even more than size, I would say an engaged audience. Mm-hmm. They talk back and forth all day long, and I think it's very inspired, and there's a lot
unique.
We can learn.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
You're the publisher of a news outlet that's focused on digital news, but it also comes as a glossy print magazine. Are there difficulties in straddling both those worlds?
I actually think they're complementary. With Wired, which is the brand that has the print glossy, I would suggest that our most valuable asset is still the cover of that magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That is what most people that we tell stories about or work with really desire. Mm-hmm. That being said, we're making well over 60% of our revenue from the digital streams, which we will always take a large portion of and support our print distribution as well. It's part of what our audience really wants.
Kim Kelleher is Chief Revenue Officer and Publisher of Wired Media Group. Kim, thanks for chatting with me.
It's such a pleasure. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
More from us, as always, at MarketplaceTech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.